This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Number one rated, 7 after the hour. Yep, it's the DJV program. We are here. Yeah, one of the things that people question is we know government is much in the focus, the crosshairs of everybody in the news media as well. So we've become sort of tuned up, if you will, to what's going on, the COVID situation, whatever you want to call it, the Rona, Wuhan virus, CCP virus. It has taken over. It's the Black Lives Matter thing has been up and down, certainly important in terms of discussion, but we can't get away from COVID because of the, well, there are several different reasons, I think. One of them has to do with the amount of money that governments around the world have had to spend, and it cheapens the value of all the currency because most, what are we going to do, borrow from each other? Borrowing from people who don't have any money. And that's, so you go back around and you think, okay, what else is there that's important about this? Well, what your family's fate is, in a manner of speaking, your friends, all of that stuff. We all continue to consider these matters in our lives. One of the things, I guess, that I would ask about the most outrageous information that has come about as a result of the last few days, what have we learned as a population that seems to be most outrageous about where this money went, Victoria?
Yeah, no, this, the money you're referring to is from the CARES Act, and that, this is a story that it's kind of infuriating to a lot of people. The Associated Press did a deep dive into where the money for the CARES Act and the SBA, the Small Business Administration's Assistance Fund, where all that money went. And, you know, similar to the farm bailouts that we talked about last year, where the bulk of that money that was supposed to help small farms stay afloat, it went to all kinds of big ag corporations and people who owned golf courses. It just, it was horribly mismanaged. Or maybe it was done on purpose. I don't know. But at this, the bottom line is it didn't go to the people who needed it the most. And I think that this is what we're finding out now a lot with the SBA loans. The Catholic Church, which is the official title, is the U.S. Roman Catholic Church. They accepted, so far they've tracked down $1.4 billion in government coronavirus aid. Now, the Associated Press said that the real number could actually be as high as $3.5 billion. And here's the thing that really rubs me the wrong way. This is our taxpayer dollars that is all part of this. And that several of the dioceses that took this money, the Paycheck Protection Program loans, they had already been involved in the clergy sex abuse scandals, including those dioceses that had to pay huge settlements to victims and those who had already sought bankruptcy protection. This is where the pandemic money went to. That is so incredibly frustrating for me.
Hold on for a second. That insightful comment that you just made, or that one can conclude, whether you're Catholic or you aren't, whether you're religious or you're not, whether you believe in the American way or you don't, think about how people now, when they hear this, they wonder whether it's $1, $2, $3 billion. There are no employees in the Catholic Church other than the people who may administratively run the churches. The priests, they get a stipend, but they don't get paid. They don't get a salary. They are taken care of, and so are the nuns. So where the hell did this money go?
Exactly, but they claim, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops confirmed that the loans and said that these loans are an essential lifeline to help faith-based organizations to stay afloat and continue serving those in need.
I understand that. If you don't go to church, you don't fill up the coffers, but what? Yeah, exactly.
Right, but $3.5 billion, when yesterday I was looking at a breakdown from the SBA, 2% of small business loans went to black-owned businesses. Only 2%.
And that, so about 2% went to farmers, too.
Yeah. And so the Catholic Church gets $3.5 billion, and yet And I have friends who run small businesses and are, you know, with their spouse or involved in a small business, and they couldn't get loans no matter what they tried. They were up at 1 in the morning trying to fill out forms. They couldn't get a dollar, and now their businesses have gone under and will never recover, and yet the Catholic Church gets $3.5 billion? This is just...
I'm looking at an article in the Wall Street Journal, which I still think has pretty good credibility among... certain segments of society, shall we say. They published a graph, Victoria, showing the acceleration of virus cases in our country and the connection to businesses that got the money. And, you know, there's no mention in here of anything other than businesses. The Catholic Church is not a business, or is it? Why did it get the money in the first place? It was supposed
because
to go to businesses.
I have an answer for that.
It's not a business.
I know. And typically, that is correct. The Small Business Administration's assistance typically excludes any faith-based organization. However, the CARES Act had an exemption for faith-based and other nonprofits. So because of, you know, the economic issues with the coronavirus, so that's why they were kind of grandfathered in. I still cannot find any explanation why they were given $3.5 billion. Though
I'm looking at the daily death count of businesses in this country. And the money that would have come from the government to keep some of these businesses alive, and when you look at this whole business of the Catholic Church and the money they got, it's
they're
another
also one
reason.
Of the wealthiest organizations on the planet.
Right. They have in the cellar under in the bowels of the Vatican are $5 billion worth of things that they've stolen, that have, over the years, the pirates of the Catholic Church, the pirates of the Caribbean, the pirates of the Catholic Church have gone around looting, you name it. They've gotten,
ancient artifacts and relics.
Oh, my God.
I think $5 billion is a very conservative estimate for what all that's worth.
Yeah, could be.
And, you know, the one other thing to add to this, last week you and I talked about...
But you're considered in your... if you say anything ill about... the Catholic Church or any religion, you know, you're a blasphemer. Come on, people, wake up to what's going on. This is a business. This is not, the Catholic Church came out of a creation, the creative minds in the 4th century that, you know, used an image of a man who was a great healer to create something that controlled people's lives and their thoughts. Look at the way Queen Isabella in the 13th, 14th, and 15th century, the influence of her and others like her in Spain to try to get people to convert to Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to somebody who said the Columbus story was a big lie. Really? Okay, I'll challenge that sometime.
That he landed here, or?
No, that he didn't, that he was a bad guy. And I know the reference. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Well, that's a long, I'd say good day to you,
a lot
sir,
of
that's a long conversation.
Stuff, well, there's stuff floating around on the internet now with, I saw a tribute, I get some of this. I do understand the contribution of Italians, Americans of Italian descent, and their feeling, many of them feel that Columbus is sort of their representative. When you think about all the Italians who died, who came to this country, first generation, second generation Italians who died in World War II, or in the Korean War, or any of the wars, the Italian names are very prominent on those lists. If you look at the wall in Vietnam, lots and lots and lots of Italian names. So are we discrediting their accomplishments and their contributions to our country by denigrating Columbus or ripping down statues? See, I don't buy ripping down the statues. I think there's a way, an organized way of doing that and addressing those sorts of things. I am not a fan of Columbus because I think my own, not experience, but my own education teaches me what he was all about. And it was more about him and his sexual relationship with the Queen of Spain and what that got him to do. He was enamored. He was fascinated with her. He was, you know, it was pretty obvious what was going on there. And so he would do anything. It was like she had a spell, she cast a spell on him, and he did anything that she wanted him to do. You talk about somebody who's a bad person. maybe that's why we should go after. Anyway, the point is that there are lots and lots and lots of things that we're realizing as a result of the focus on our problems right now. The disease, the Black Lives, and other matters of American origin. It isn't just the Black Lives Matter. It is that a lot of people have been shortchanged in our country. A lot of prejudices over the years. Irish, Italians, Polish, black people. I mean,
well, the Chinese who were the slaves who built our railroads. Yep.
Right, yeah.
Well, exactly. And all the Native Americans who had, you know, quote-unquote treaties that they signed with the U.S. government that we reneged on all of them.
Yeah.
As a government. I mean, we need to, like, open our eyes. And I love this country and would do anything for it. But, like, we got to be realistic. We have been bad actors, too. In every century,
in the name of being Americans, we've done some pretty horrible things. We have a couple of clips of the day. Phil, how come you didn't get the ride two horses with one ass comment into the clip of the day? How did we not manage that? That was something that came out of that was a new Victoriaism. And what was the context of that? We had that conversation.
I was saying that I believe it was about Mark Zuckerberg trying to be something for everybody, he's been riding two horses with one ass, and you just can't do that. So
right. And I had not heard that expression before, so now it is indelibly imprinted in my mind. See, this is what I was talking about, character-driven radio. The Doug, Jen, and Victoria conversations, we talk about the closure of Brooks Brothers in one of the clips. You can hear that at djvshow.com. And also a conversation about Lady A and the lawsuit, Lady A, trying to get the blues singer, who also is known as Lady A, from performing under the name that she's been performing under for 20 years. And we have our comments about that as well at djvshow.com. So we have our clip of the day, which more and more people are listening to. You may or may not hear the context in which it is done. If you want to listen to the whole show and you can't listen to it, let's say you're still driving to work and you hear some of our conversations and some of the program, and on your way home you want to listen to it, easy to do. Just go to djvshow.com and hit the listen button. All day, every day, our shows play from morning through noon, nighttime, all around the clock at djvshow.com. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Hey guys, I'm Ma.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Ma and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Ma and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Time in this hour of our DJV program, every hour of every program, we spend a few minutes talking about some of the current hits and the current singers and up-and-comers. Blake Shelton certainly is not an up-and-comer. He is the latest country singer to announce a drive-in concert. On the 25th, he will perform with his wife. Is he married to her yet? He is married.
No. Still dating. Apparently, they want to get married, but she's trying to get an annulment from her former marriage, because she's very Catholic and she wants to be properly married.
Well, maybe if she helps him out a little bit with a couple of bucks.
That's what you would think.
Ted Kennedy got his marriage annulled from his first wife by giving the Catholic Church $1 million.
Wow.
Well, just pay and you get it. Great, huh? Anyway, Sheldon and Stefani and Trace Adkins are going to be part of the Encore Drive-In Nights hosted by Encore Live. Granted, you won't get to see Shelton in person. Concert will be filmed exclusively for this one-night-only event, taking place at drive-in theaters across our country and up in Canada as well. So in addition to performances, shows are going to feature interviews and anecdotes from these people. Tickets on sale later this week. Start at $114.99 per vehicle. Shelton says, this is a great way to enjoy music with your family and friends and stay safe. I'm excited we're getting the chance to perform a concert for fans. We're going to go back and play old hits like Austin, new songs like God's Country, and we might even introduce something brand new. So fill up the popcorn tubs and get ready for some country music. As with some of the other past drive-in shows from Encore, including Garth Brooks, the drive-in concert experience last month, theaters are going to adhere to the guidelines, as you might imagine. Cars be kept 6 feet apart. Staff will wear personal protective equipment. So let's see, what else? Concerts, some of the in the flesh drive-in concerts. Brad Paisley kicking off this past weekend in Indianapolis. He went to St. Louis as well. So it was Friday, Indianapolis, Saturday, St. Louis, and then yesterday, Nashville. Darius Rucker, John Pardee, Nelly, Yacht Rock Review. Also on the bill. Have you ever seen the Yacht Rock Review?
Mm-mm, no.
Well,
not a fan
be?
Of Yacht Rock, though, so I
know you're not.
Not their
but
audience.
Who would be? That would be like Air Supply and that, you know, that kind of music, isn't it?
You mean Yacht Rock as a genre?
Yeah.
like some of the Doobie Brothers stuff is considered yacht rock. Like late 70s album rock is kind of how I describe it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I think I might like that, actually.
You might.
Yeah, I think I might enjoy that. Next up, Tyler Childers, teaming with Kentucky comic book artist Tony Moore, with kind of an eye-catching new video for Country Squire, the title track of his album from last year. A lot of bright colors, lifelike 3D animation. Video follows the singer-songwriter as he plays gigs, makes it big, and some of the ups and downs along the way. He buys a tow-behind camper, too, and together they hit the road, raise a family, get old, that stuff. They even end up in outer space. This is a comic book, folks. Kind of a nod to the Jetsons. A lighthearted tale with a bunch of Easter eggs for both Childers and Kentucky diehards. His guitar case plastered with stickers of fellow artists from Kentuckians Kelsey Walden, Sturgill Simpson, to his hero John Prine, and his wife, Senora May. And a few scenes, Childers is shown drinking an Ale 8 soft drink. What's that?
It's a soda that's made in Winchester, Kentucky.
Yeah, is it good?
So all the stuff... No, I've never had it. I'm not a soda fan, but I've heard of it. But all the stuff in the video, it's really cute. And
is it?
If you're from Kentucky, it's one of those things, like, watch the video and you'll pick out a lot of stuff.
Yeah, all right. This year, Childers headlined 4 sold-out nights at the Ryman before hitting the road with Sturgill Simpson on their good-looking tour, good-looking music, good-looking performers.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are now 18 injuries being reported following a fire and explosion on the naval ship USS Bonhom Richard in San Diego. The injuries said to be non-life-threatening. The Pentagon says about 160 sailors were on board when that fire was reported yesterday morning. The ship was undergoing maintenance at the time. Multiple reports say Washington, D.C.'s NFL franchise will be announcing today that it's retiring its Redskins nickname, which some say is racist. A new name is not expected to be announced right away, as copyrights are pending. Actress Kelly Preston, the wife of actor John Travolta, has died from breast cancer at 57. She was diagnosed with it 2 years ago. She starred in movies including Jerry Maguire and What a Girl Wants. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Fans of a popular frozen beverage were left a bit thirsty this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. But USA's Chris Barnes reports they're still being offered a chance to quench their thirst from the international chain.
The super slurpin' fun of your favorite Slurpee flavors.
7-Eleven's most popular and often chaotic annual tradition of giving out a free Slurpee on its birthday has been canceled this year because of the pandemic. Normally, it would have been held on Saturday, which was July 11th, as in 7-Eleven. Instead, the chain is giving all of their app users a coupon for a free Slurpee that can be redeemed anytime during the month to help practice social distancing. The whole tradition started back in 2002. Additionally, 7-Eleven is celebrating its birthday this year by giving a million meals to Feeding America. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In Texas, two police officers were shot and killed at a residence on Saturday by a suspect who killed himself as more officers arrived on the scene. McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez.
What I'm trying to tell you about that in that sense is that the officers never had a chance to suspect deadly assault on them, much less death that moment in time.
The two officers were responding to a call about a domestic dispute. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
JV program is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer's off in this hour of the program, focusing. I'm wondering what they're doing in your neck of the woods. What are people thinking? What are our school boards doing? What are our municipal leaders going to advise when it comes to discussing reopening of public schools in the fall? What's going to happen in your neck of the woods? You following it, Victoria?
Not really. We don't have kids, so I haven't been following it that closely. I have friends in New York City who are teachers, and they have little kids who, you know, they've been waiting to figure out what that little plan is going to be. And it looks like right now, and it could change, but right now it looks like kids are going to be staggered with classes. So they'll be in school for a few days a week and then doing at-home learning. And right. So the teachers will be on a similar type of shift schedule just to kind of minimize how many people are there. In New Jersey, I think the governor is making an announcement in the next few days of they said schools will be open, but I don't know if we know exactly what that will look like yet. So I think it's kind of still, I mean, we're only in July, so it's still, who knows what's going to happen with this virus by the time September hits. So I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to underscore I've been asked by a couple of people how to describe this program, and I oftentimes People think I'm bragging about it. I'm not. I'm just trying to help you understand. If you're new to the program, we have three or four new stations today, like in Elgin, Illinois, some of the areas, I think down in Paducah, Kentucky.
Oh, I wonder if that's close to Pekin, Illinois. I'll have to find out from my friend.
Yes, right. So what you'll hear here is way beyond the headlines, and probably if you have empathy, we have empathy here. I think that's one of the words that you could use to describe what happens on the air, an understanding of other points of view, even if you don't agree. Sometimes it sounds like we're a little impatient when it comes to some points of view, and I'll admit that, yes, we are somewhat impatient to things. I know I am. I'm impatient. Ignorance and arrogance is a horrible combination, which you see more and more of these days. And I find it to be... for a long time, I used to sort of equate it to age, Victoria. I don't so much now. Because there seems to be a broad spectrum of that sort of stuff. And is it arrogant of us to say, if you don't agree, and that's not really, that's what some people interpret how we talk about some of the issues, but it isn't that we don't agree, it's just that it doesn't make sense. Now, it may make sense to you, and if that's the case, then hopefully you'll listen to another point of view, because oftentimes there's no right or wrong when it comes to a lot of things. And I guess I've learned that when you look at all the postings, I happen to still be on Facebook. I'm not much on Twitter, even though I have a handle there. We are at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen, at Jennifer Horn. But mostly I pay attention to Facebook because I don't use it to necessarily talk about political or issues. I talk about, you know, things that are good. I posted a bunch of, if you saw this, I actually put it on the DJV Show Facebook page as well. The 30 different pictures of cows, did you see that?
I did not.
And I posted, yeah, right, you know, that kind of stuff. Because we need to get our minds, I think the healthiest thing we can bring to you is it not only a different perspective, when you consider that like 50 million people a day are on Twitter. Imagine that, 50 million people a day are posting on Twitter and Facebook and all these things. And I spend a little bit of time when we're on the air, and sometimes a little bit of time when we get off the air, posting things and then looking at the comments that come from some people to us, either at facebook.com/DJV Show or my own Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Doug Steffen. I learned from it, hopefully. I am embarrassed by some of the stuff. I would think some of you would be embarrassed by what you post, frankly. But that's become, it's more mainstream now. And so when we talk about going beyond the headline, hard to know sometimes what the headlines are, because there's not a universe anymore that is just, okay, today, this is the day of, this is the news of the day. It's not, doesn't kind of work like that anymore. So we've all had to adapt somewhat. No, we hadn't had to, but in order to be informative and feel like we're contributing to your lives, you got to look beyond the headline and look at things that are not necessarily or wouldn't have been the headlines maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And some of it, Victoria, is even caused by what goes on the social media. Some of it wouldn't be news.
Yeah, some of the news is generated by social media activity.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
A lot of news, unfortunately, recently, yeah.
All right, speaking of news, there's some sad news. I guess this is sad. I've often thought Bed Bath & Beyond was an interesting experience. I'm not much of a shopper, but before MyPillow came along, I'd buy pillows there and buy, things that were important to household. I remember buying some plates there when I moved into this house and glasses.
I love Bed Bath & Beyond. I was just there on Friday. I love
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you buy?
We're kind of trying to weed out some old utensils and things that we've just had for a long time. So I'm just trying to spiff up our kitchen a little bit. So I got some new, basic flatware, some forks and knives and just little things like that. But I love being in the store because you can really see everything in person. And especially, I think, when you're shopping for dishes or glassware or utensils, for me personally, I don't want to just trust to buy that online. I want to see it and feel it in person, how it's going to look on your table and how, you know, the size of it. Is it going to fit in the microwave? Like, things like that. I like to have, you know, to be in person. So we bought some plates and bowls and things like that. And I say we as in I went, I did it, and Lewis didn't disagree. That's how we shop.
That's how you shop. All right, so looks like they're going to have to close some stores in the next year or so.
Yeah.
Is it because people are buying differently? How do you buy things like plates and glasses and stuff?
Right.
Well,
and you can. People do. I just, you know, for me personally, I wanted to see. I shop online first, and I find some things that I like, and then I like to go and see it in the store. And so in other cases, most people shop the opposite. They'll go and look at something in the store and then go home and try to find it cheaper online. And so, but when it comes to stuff that Bed Bath & Beyond has, that's, I like to be there in person. So this is bad news for me because they're going to close 200 stores. They have not decided yet which locations will close, but I guarantee, and this is just my prediction, they're going to close the stores in states that were hardest hit mm-hmm. by the pandemic. So I think New York is going to lose a bunch. New Jersey is going to lose a bunch. California, maybe Florida. You know, it's just because a big part of Bed Bath & Beyond's business right now is back to school. Because in the, you know, in the summer, that's when every parent, you know, if you go into a Bed Bath & Beyond, you see the parent dragging the college kid around the aisles, stocking up on everything they need for the dorm room. Well, a lot of colleges are not really opening in the traditional sense this fall. So at the Bed Bath & Beyond near us, the whole back to school section was kind of empty. There was not a whole lot there, so I don't know. They said that they expect to save $350 million by downsizing, and they said they're going to focus on reducing the cost of goods.
Hold on just a second. If you save $350 million, what's the cost of that? The cost of saving $350 million?
Well, because I think the rent
for
them.
They expect to keep the volume. Yeah, but is the volume going to, because they closed these stores, how does the volume of business in 200 stores help to keep their bottom line healthy? Or I guess the assumption when you listen to that is, okay, well, we'll still be making as much money, we just have fewer stores. I don't see it.
It's going to push people to shop online more. And so I've noticed that they have made, because their website was terrible for a long time because no one really shopped online. Everyone went to the store for the experience. Now shopping habits have shifted, and I've noticed that their website is a lot better than it used to be. So, you know, I think that that's what they're going to do. Closing those 200 stores, they're going to just force people to shop online more.
Hmm. I don't do that.
Right.
I was just thinking about it. As you're going through this, I'm thinking, okay, I got to get a new refrigerator today. I wasn't thinking about Bed Bath & Beyond with regard to that because you can't get them there. You know what I like about Bed Bath & Beyond, by the way, as an aside? There's the World Trade Show or World Trade Center or World Trade. There's a brand, World Markets, I think it's called. And they have sections, food sections, and Bed Bath & Beyond, and the things that they offer there are quite unique. And I don't know if you've seen, you must have, you go to Bed Bath & Beyond, you see, you know what I'm talking about, right? Or do
no,
all the Bed Bath & Beyond?
No, because we have, it's called, what is it called, like Cost World Plus or something?
World Market, yes.
Yeah.
It's like Cost.
We have a store that's right near the Bed Bath & Beyond, so there are no items in the store.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, yeah, I love that. I love that store. I have a bunch of things that I bought.
I do, too. I quite like
it. From there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what Pier 1 used to be.
Yes. Yeah, it is. That's a great way of putting it, yeah.
Like way back in the day, that's what Pier 1 started out as.
Yep. And there's one in the Grove or next to the Grove, excuse me, the Farmer's Market in L.A. That I frequent because I find the things in there are unique. I don't like to, you know me, I'm not a good shopper for food. I'm not a good shopper for anything. I don't like shopping, but I do it. I'd rather do it in person and get kind of what I want, admitting that there's a spur-of-the-moment faction that I kind of like when I go to the store to buy groceries, but also if I do have to go to a store to buy something and I see something else that I want, I feel like this is part of the experience. Rather than going online and just being surrounded by the images of things that are specific to that, even though they'll say, if you buy something more. People who looked at this also looked at this to sort of get you to maybe buy some more stuff. There's always what I find
clickbait, which you love clickbait. It's shopping clickbait.
Is that what it is?
Yes, exactly.
Victoria is always warning me about the clickbait stuff that I see. And there are a lot of interesting stories, like we were talking about John Travolta losing his wife. Well, you can click on to that story, and then there are 87 other stories about, that take, you can't get the story on one page. It just keeps going and going. And all it is an advertising mechanism to get you to look at other, perhaps you'll pay attention to other ads that are, sort of embedded around these stories. John Travolta and his wife, and then there's a story about John Travolta and this movie and who his partner was, and then click on the next one, John Travolta partnered with this woman on this show. You know, it just goes on and on into oblivion and obscurity.
Then you're down the rabbit hole of Virus right. Central.
So you say. 46.
Yes.
I understand. Yeah, I get it. 46, the Your Hidden Power show, one of the, how many different shows do I do? Good Day Health, American Family Farmer, Your Hidden Power, Talk Radio Countdown Show, DJV Show. This is one of the programs I'm most proud of. I'm proud of all of them for different reasons. But what happens on Your Hidden Power is an exposure to different ideas. Like, for example, Victoria and I are of like mind when it comes to lots of things, like understanding astrology, understanding the impact that the stars like Mercury has just come out of retrograde. And we were just talking about our experiences over the weekend. As it went out, it took a lot with it. Like, I took my refrigerator. My refrigerator is basically gonzo. What did you lose because of the end?
Well, luckily I didn't lose any files, but both of our laptops just went on the fritz. And so the weirdest things were happening online. And when Mercury goes in, it goes into retrograde, stuff goes wonky. And then on the way out, it has one final, wonk factor. So, yes.
So, the most recent Your Hidden Power podcast, numbered 150, there are obviously 149 others, and you can get the essence of which is talking about what on the Your Hidden Power show. The most recent one is a focus on the changes in power that are coming as we go into the fourth quarter of this year. Power focused, and I'm not just talking about power, the personal power of, let's say, leadership, but the power that powers the world emotionally and spiritually and mentally and physically. So if you're interested in things that are different thoughts about different things, then you'll be very interested in what you can hear. Podcast referred to, most recent one again, about the changes in power, all part of the Bill of Fare weekly at Your Hidden Power Show. That's the place for the podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Past the hour here on the DJV program. Normally in this at this point during the day on this day, we'd have Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit, but last night he celebrated his birthday, so he's a little groggy, as he described himself. I'm thinking he likes his beer, so it might be a little bit more than groggy, if you know what I mean, Victoria. We have the old standby, lots of things happening in the food sector, so some food news coming up right after this.
A, B, C, D, and G, F. Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to the Starbucks news first, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Starting later this week, the requirement will be everybody who goes into a Starbucks will wear masks. Are they that far behind?
Because depending on what state you're in, you don't have to. So Starbucks is saying, as a company, regardless of what state we're in, you're going to have to wear a mask when you're inside our stores.
So how will that affect their business, one would wonder, because some people are, it seems, genetically opposed to wearing the masks for whatever the reason. But
I saw positive stuff from this. A lot of people on Twitter were saying that they thought that this was a great thing, and then other people said that they're even going to wear a mask at the drive-thru just out of respect for the employees who are working at Starbucks. So for the most part, I think people had the right attitude. There are always people who want to claim it's an infringement on their rights. It's like, you know what? You know what I love to say, and it's all men who say that too. You know what? Yeah. Well, try being a woman. And so the, if you really want to talk about infringement on rights, okay, like we can have a much larger discussion about how the government views your rights as a man and my rights as a woman. So put a mask on and shut up. That's my message.
Okay, then. Chick-fil-A has postponed its annual free food event because of the obvious. They call it the Cow Appreciation Day around the country. You know how they first made it big? The billboards they had around the country with a cow, and the cow is saying, eat more chicken.
Right.
Which was kind of clever, actually.
It was.
It was very clever. So anyway, the event usually allows you, if you're a customer, to score free chicken sandwiches and nuggets in exchange for dressing up like a cow. And that's been every year, for the last 15 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Cow Appreciation Day. And by the way, I, as a cow lover and a cow owner, don't appreciate Cow Appreciation Day. I'm going to have a chicken dress-up day on my farm. We have chickens on the farm as well. Matter of fact, over the weekend, we had a lot of people meeting the chickens for the first time because they kind of just wander around the farm. And people are fascinated.
Oh, I bet they make good eggs, right?
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah, they're great eggs. Anyway, so we ought to have, those of us who are dairy people, we should have Chicken Appreciation Day. Anyway, last year, Cow Appreciation Day was held on the 9th of July, and they gave away lots of stuff, salads, and the customers who came in dressed like cows apparently made a big impact. There were 2 million of them.
Isn't that amazing? 2 million people were dressed like a cow.
Like a cow. Right. Where are they? You're invited to come to Eastley Farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, and show us your cow. Actually, that's a good idea for a promotion. That's a,
why don't you give like a free scoop of ice cream or something?
I'm going to. Thank you. I just came up with that idea. Last week, because we were talking about it being Sunday Appreciation Day and week, we had half price on all the Sundays at the farm. So there we go. We're going to have people who dress up like a cow come with some appropriate
cow. Your ice cream is pretty legendary, right?
Oh, yeah. It's great ice cream. Everybody loves it. Yeah. Because I'm sort of a connoisseur. Not sort of. I really do know good ice cream. And so this was modeled after my own palate's taste, if you will, and 18% butterfat, not exactly diet ice cream.
So, what's the normal percentage of butterfat?
About 12. Yeah.
12, okay.
12. Yeah, the cheap stuff.
Well, that's all the flavor. The flavor, though, is in the fat.
Oh, yeah, it's in the fat, exactly, right. All right, well, good luck to Chick-fil-A as they figure out what to do and cow appreciate.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.